Look, this is a great city. It's a very unique, unusual city. We've got Mardi Gras beginning today, January the 6th, and there are a few parades, and Mardi Gras season is going to be active. It's relatively short because Mardi Gras is really early this year and close to King's Day. February 17th is Mardi Gras Day. A lot of people are still not coming downtown, and they're proud. They're really proud to say, well, I wouldn't go to that city. I'm not going down there. It's the crime. Well, if crime is down, if murder is down 55% over the last 3 years, new information from NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, if crime in general is going down, and I feel it firsthand, working downtown and spending time downtown, I feel it firsthand. It's different than it used to be. It's different from the way it was when I moved out of downtown because I felt threatened on a regular basis. It's different. But yet people still don't want to come downtown. So if it's not the crime, why don't you want to come to downtown New Orleans? Why don't you come into the city? People come from all over the country and around the world to come here, but people in just very near areas outside of the city don't come here. Why? Is it political? Is it just a rejection of the city because you don't want to be part of it because Democrats are in power? The Democrats are in power in a lot of cities. When you travel, when you go to another city, do you figure out if it's run by Republicans or Democrats? I mean, do you care? You know, you can come to downtown New Orleans and, it doesn't matter if it's dominated by Democratic politicians. You can come to New Orleans and have a great time. There's great food. There's, you know, a lot to do. One text here says there's not much of a parking problem for Pelicans games, which is funny and true, although it might be a little different tonight. The Pelicans play the Lakers tonight, I believe. And I can't make it tonight, but now that the Saint season is over, I'm going to start going to more Pelicans games. I've been to more so far this year than I have in the last 2 years. And I'm going to continue to do what I can to support the Pelicans. I hope you will, too, because I don't think that there's a guarantee the Pelicans will stay here. And I hope they do. But I think there's a good enough chance for us to invest in the Pelicans by showing up at games. And if we do, then I think they stay here. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's see. Here is a text that says, crime might be down, but you know it is not, and it's panhandlers. Well, how do you know crime is not down? I mean, I know that there are people who, when it's convenient, they will ignore the statistics, but when it's convenient, they will believe the statistics. I have no reason to believe the statistics are cooked. I sense it, so when I hear that crime is down and murder is down, and I feel it, then I believe the statistics. If the statistics showed that crime is down and murder is down, and I felt a threat constantly walking around New Orleans, I felt like there was a threat there, then I'd be honest on the air and say, look, I don't believe these statistics. But because of what I feel in downtown New Orleans, I sense that crime and the murder rate are indeed down. Here's a text that says, Scoot, this is Paul from Biloxi. We come down. Oh, we don't come down because of the weed smell all over downtown. Can't bring your kids because of all the smell of weed. Nasty skunk weed. This is highly exaggerated, and I don't know where this comes from, but it does not come from reality. There is a possibility that you pass a corner or you pass somebody on the street, and you might get a whiff of weed. But it's not like you come to New Orleans, and there is a cloud of weed smelling, a cloud of weed that you smell hanging over the city. You don't, you know, this idea that you don't come downtown because you don't want the smell of weed, there are other things that smell more than the weed. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Now, Bourbon Street, especially in the summertime, after a big night of partying, it's really disgusting. Until Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste head in there, and then they clean it up, and it looks and smells really nice. But to not come here because of the weed smell, you know, this is a talking point that is spreading around there that is not based on reality. And I guarantee you, if you come here, you might get a whiff of weed now and then, but it's not like it's overwhelming by any means. Let's go to Jackson County. J.D., you're on WWL. Good afternoon, J.D.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
Hey, J.D., listen, you called us late last year, and you were going to have heart surgery, and I want to know how you're doing.
Well, that's one of the purposes of my call today, and I want to thank you and your listeners for prayers, because me and my wife both come out real well. You know, she was in the hospital also.
I remember that.
But, yes, sir. But I come out real good. They did put a pacemaker in.
Okay.
And I was down about 4 days. My daughter rode with me. She wouldn't let me get on no equipment. But we was down for a while and just kind of getting back to par. But come out real well. I'm feeling real good.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is my wife. And may I say this, if you don't mind. If anybody in your listeners are contemplating going on kidney dialysis, we really put that off. But my wife started it. She went 3 days a week, and she's down to 2 days now. And it has made a very positive part in our lives right now. She looks better, gained some weight, doing real well.
Well, so good.
Because
I know a lot. Look, I said a prayer for you and your wife. And I know a lot of our listeners were praying for you guys because it was really tough. I mean, you were going into the hospital. Your wife was already in the hospital, and that's a tough situation. And I'm really glad to hear. I was hoping that you would call back because I wanted to ask you how things were going.
Yes, sir. You was kind of busy yesterday, and I was working over this way, so I kind of waited to the day and call you and on that. But there again, like I said, and this is for everybody out there, always look for the good in a bad situation. Yeah. Keep your prayers toes at top, and you'll come out every time. You agree?
I totally agree, and I think people underestimate the power of positive thinking, and I know that sounds like a cliche, and it sounds very intangible, but I truly believe it, and I've seen it work in my life. The power of positive thinking is very, very strong, and I've even heard many doctors talk about the power of having a positive attitude when you're sick or when you have cancer.
Well, I tell these boys work for me, and I've always said it. Always look for the good in life, and it'll come out. Always. But listen, let me ask you a question. How was your holiday visit? I've heard some of it yesterday. Did you enjoy yourself?
Well, it was nice. You know, I had a last-minute opportunity to take some time off and go visit my son and his family, my grandkids in Portland, and it's always great to be around them. I don't see them as much as I would like to because of the distance. Maybe one day that will change. But anyway, I did have a chance to spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with them and a couple of days before that. So it was just great being with them. Thanks for asking, JD.
Next time you get over this way, we work out, do out most of our work around the Buc-ee's. And this area, you call me. I want to treat you to one of your, is it chicken sandwich you like so well?
Yeah, I'd eat the chicken or the turkey.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll fix you up.
All right. Well, J.D., I appreciate that. And I'm glad you and your wife are doing well. And I guess prayers were answered, and we'll continue to pray for you. But thanks for calling in. And I know you don't always agree with me, but I appreciate when you call in and we can have civil conversations about disagreement.
Yes, sir. And that's it. That's what I've enjoyed. And my wife wanted to especially tell you thank you for your prayers and kind words for us. All and right. We really appreciate it.
Well, you hug your wife for us, okay, J.D.?
Yeah, she got on to me. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said, and I called you a nut, and now on the radio, she said, oh, she was so embarrassed. She said to apologize again.
No, don't worry about that.
Wasn't any malice towards that.
All right, J.D., well, look, I'm glad you're doing well, and thanks for calling in, and a very, very happy new year.
Yes, sir. You also.
All right.
Thanks,
JD. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. You want to join us with a comment? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your texts coming up. Colvin's going to help out with some of the texts this afternoon, and we'll get to more of your calls. All right. Crime is down. The murder rate is down over 55% over the last 3 years. So if you're still not coming to New Orleans, why don't you come to the city? I'm Scoot. And you're listening to WWL. We'll be right back.